Hey team, welcome to a guided walk. Today we're going for an epic 20-minute session, and today's practice is going to be all around posture and your positioning, getting back to walking in the most natural way you possibly can as a human being. Now, if you're anything like me, you probably spend a lot of time seated down behind the desk on the couch while driving, and that has influences on your posture. So we're gonna fix some of that today, so let's get going. So, focusing on posture while walking is something that we used to be able to do quite naturally. It was quite intuitive to the human body, but our luxury lifestyle has sort of impacted the way we do it. So it might be something you take for granted, actually. Like, well, what do you mean? Like, walking comes naturally. I walk every day. I walk from the couch to the kitchen to the bedroom. Well, now we need to focus on walking with the best possible posture. So as we're going along this guided walk, I want you to try and focus on being as upright as possible. You want your shoulder blades to press downward towards your back pocket. You want your shoulders spread apart, chest nice and open, head tall towards the sky. We're walking right now at about 50 to 60% of your walking pace, 100% of your walking pace being as fast as you can possibly walk, maybe even breaking into a slight jog. I want you to about 60% of that. And we're going to use this time to practice warm up. So, nice upright posture, focusing on breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And this is what I want you to practice for the next couple minutes. Upright shoulder blades press downward towards the back pocket, chest spread open, head towards the sky, breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's practice that for a little bit here. Really trying to get into a nice good postural position. Because of our lifestyle, our luxury lifestyle that we live nowadays, we're normally slightly hunched forward, our shoulder blades slightly elevated, chest is collapsed inward, neck is a little bit forward. We're trying to reverse all of that now and into a nice upright posture. Now, this is gonna feel a little bit odd at first, not quite first nature. It's something we're going to have to practice. But over the course of the next couple weeks, it's something we're going to ingrain in ourselves. Slowly reteaching the body which postural position is the most effective. Getting into a nice, good posture. Aligning the body the way it's meant to be aligned. Giving it the best possible chance to move as efficiently as it can move. So again, remembering to practice into the nose, out to the mouth. Body nice and upright. Head towards the sky. Chest nice and open, opening up your heart to the world, shoulder blades pressed downward towards those back pockets. Now, this is something we're going to actively have to think about and something I'm going to actually remind you of as we go about this practice, because as we get more and more comfortable, start to go more into our automatic sort of response, we're going to naturally want to drift back to our normal everyday posture. Shoulders are slightly hunched forward, chest a little bit more collapsed, head probably slightly a little bit more forward. So it's something we're going to actively try and fight against during this session and the sessions to come. As we practice it, it's going to become more and more natural to keep this upright position. Now, one of the reasons why posture is so important is a good posture is trying to get your body in good alignment. What that means is when your body's in good alignment, it means it's using the least amount of energy possible to achieve a certain outcome. Your body becomes a lot more efficient. If you're able to stand nice and upright, your vertebral columns of your spine stacked perfectly on top of each other, your hips in good alignment, your hamstrings not overly tight, your quads not overly short, everything in perfect postural alignment, it means standing up tall and walking uses the least amount of energy possible. You become very efficient as a bipedal animal. As humans, we're bipedal, meaning we walk on two legs. We develop a structure that makes us most efficient in this shape. The way our vertebral columns are is very different to the vertebral columns of other animals, dogs, cats, horses, because we've developed structures that allow us to be more upright. Now, as we spend more and more time seated down, we tend to undo some of those structures, undo some of that good alignment, and that makes all our activities, all exercise, including walking, less efficient. We end up using more energy per unit of work than we otherwise need to. What that leads to is a decrease in performance. We can't walk as far, we can't walk as fast, we can't walk as efficiently. So we're trying to get you into a natural state as possible, get you as fit as we possibly can, using the least amount of energy for every unit of work we complete. Okay, now we've practiced head position, upright, chest nice and open. Now we're gonna practice on engaging the core. We're gonna drift a little bit lower now. Practice on engaging the core. Your core, you don't want to brace your core as if you're doing a plank, but you don't want it completely loose like you're laying in bed either. You want your core engaged and awake. So a nice good practice here is to actually touch your abdominal area, front part of your abs, touch your belly, and you want some slight activation of the abs there. They're not fully braced in, but there is some slight activation. You're activating your transverse abdominis. Think of it as if you're going into cold water and you have the instinct to sort of like tense up a little bit in your pelvic floor. You want your pelvic floor slightly activated here. You want the muscles of your core switched on and actively balancing as you walk. This is going to help reinforce a good postural position. If your core is all loose, your hips are drifting a little bit too far side to side, a little bit too far front and back as you take each step forward, which again uses more energy than is necessary per unit of work, makes you less efficient a walker. Here, we're trying to get the core nice and active, pelvic floor nice and active, keeping the hips from shifting too far side to side, trying to keep them as stable as possible. You want the hips directly underneath the vertebral column, directly underneath the shoulders, in a nice good balanced position, not rotating too far side to side or left to right. So I want you to practice that now, keeping a nice upright posture, breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, keeping a nice good brace in the core. There we go. Now as we'll practice this, our core is nice and activated, our pelvic floor is activated, chest still open, shoulders still spread, nice in the back there, shoulder blades depressed towards our back pockets, head nice and upright towards the sky. Now what we're going to do, we're going to increase the pace slightly. We've been walking about 60%, let's increase that to about 70-75%. So walking a little bit faster now, a nice cruising pace. This is the kind of pace you would use if you are walking from one half of the mall to the other. You just got an alert, this cam has a special 2-for-1, and you quickly want to get there before whatever it is you want runs out, but you don't want to make a scene and be running in the mall. That's the kind of pace I'm looking at you to go at. So about 75% walking pace, brisk, very motivated, very deliberate, but without rushing. Still trying to keep your focus where your posture is and what your body's doing in space. gotta keep it going, gotta keep my head above. Now with this faster pace, it's gonna be a temptation to start breathing in a little bit more from the mouth. I want you to allow yourself to do so. As we get into higher and higher intensities, we breathe less from the nose and more from the mouth, which is fine. But you want to breathe from both. The reason why you want at least some of the air coming in through the nasal passage is because the mucous membranes within the nose moisturize the air a little bit more than through the mouth. This makes the air a little bit more moist as it hits the lungs, making that oxygen transfer just a little bit more efficient. So you want to try and actively breathe at least a little bit in through the nose. Okay, now that we've practiced our positioning, body nice and upright, shoulder blades towards back pockets, chest nice and open, nice and upright posture, focusing on contracting the core and activating it. Now I want you to focus on your actual stride, your gait, the manner in which you walk. I want you to actually think about how your feet are impacting the ground. Your feet, when you're walking, standing, or doing exercise, are often some of the only things that are connecting you to the ground. How your feet interact with the ground plays a very important role in how the rest of your joints need to interact with your feet. So I want you to try and focus on a nice good heel to toe action here. You want to strike with the heel, roll onto the floor of your foot, and then toeing off with about the second toe. You want the second toe and the big toe working together to take the majority of the pressure off your toe off. You don't want the big toe working alone. You want a little bit of the second toe working in there as well. So I want you to think about how you're placing your foot, how big your strides are, still trying to maintain 75% walking pace, and really focusing on emphasizing the heel to toe action. Really trying to make each step as efficient as possible. Now when practicing a nice good heel to toe action, it's sometimes beneficial to look at what our feet are doing, which is fine, but I don't want you to get too fixated on that. I still want you to try and keep an upright posture and try and keep your head up and eyes in line and in level with where you're going ahead. Now, speaking of our feet and how our feet are the only thing that are in contact with the ground when we're standing, when we're walking, when we're doing most exercises, how our feet interact with the ground is also something that we need to think about. So when you start thinking about the type of shoes you wear during the day while you're walking, while you're doing exercise, those have an impact because those have significance as to how the forces you generate and impact on the floor lead up to the rest of your body. Walking a lot less impactful versus running. So the type of shoe you have becomes less important for walking, but you still want a shoe that's a comfortable fit. You want something where the toes are not being squeezed into the foot. You want something where your toes are able to spread and take load. Oftentimes, these really fancy shoes we buy have very narrow toe boxes. Our toes are sort of squeezed in, particularly that big toe being squashed inward. It's often a cause of bunions in our older ages. So try and find a shoe with a wide toe box that allows your toes to spread, so that as you're walking and heel toeing, you're able to really spread the forces evenly across the entire foot, and using that first two toes, the big toe and the second toe, to push off correctly. guys, for the last couple minutes of this walk, I want to tie everything together, really practice it for a nice solid end here. So we're nice and upright, breathing in through our nose, out through our mouth. Our chest spread open, our shoulders pinned back, shoulder blades towards our back pockets. Core is nice and activated, abdominals are working, pelvic floor lifted slightly, our transverse abdominis is contracted, and we're striking heel to toe, pushing off as hard as we can off those first two toes, with the other three toes guiding the foot. Bring it all together, breathing in, cautiously through our nose, as much as we can, oxygenating the air, moisturizing the air as it gets to our lungs. Keep that 75% walking pace, really getting to a stride. Alright team, we're getting to the last minute and a half of this now. We've tied everything together, walking in as best a posture as we possibly can, upright, breathing, heel striking. Now we're going to slow it down, bringing it back down to about 65% walking pace, letting our heart rate slowly come down, back to resting, back to neutral. You don't want the heart rate to come down too aggressively, too quickly. That can sometimes, if you're prone to these kind of issues, lead to feelings of dizziness and issues with blood flow returning to normal capacity levels. So we do want to slow down slightly, get a little bit of a cool down, let the body prepare to go back to its rest and digest state. So I hope you guys have enjoyed your guided walk for today. Short, sharp, 20 minutes to the point, practicing our posture, and we're going to build on everything we're talking about today in the guided walks to follow. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Enjoy the day. Be great. And I'll catch you in the next one.